This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russian forces claim they will seize the Mariupol steel plant that is the last main stronghold of resistance in the besieged city on Thursday. An advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has challenged Russia to conduct an urgent round of talks in Mariupol. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Mariupol has faced a Russian siege and relentless bombardment for 7 weeks, and the last remaining Ukrainian defenders are currently trapped at a giant steel mill encircled by Russians. Ukrainian Army officer Sergei Volensky says this is our appeal to the world. This could be the last appeal of our lives. We are probably facing our last days, if not hours. The enemy is outnumbering us 10 to 1. He pleaded for them to be taken to safety on the territory of a third-party state. President Volodymyr Zelensky says up to 1,000 civilians could be trapped at that steel plant. Zelensky says there are two ways to unblock Mariupol. The first one is serious. The second way is diplomatic. Russia doesn't agree on it yet. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mariupol will be the biggest city to be seized by Russia since invading Ukraine 8 weeks ago. The military onslaught has turned towns and cities into rubble and forced 5 million Ukrainians to flee abroad. Israel carried out airstrikes in central Gaza before dawn on Thursday after a rocket launch from the Palestinian territory landed in Israel, this according to Hamas officials and Israeli military sources. Earlier, a rocket fire from Gaza struck southern Israel, causing slight damage to a house, but no injuries. No faction claimed responsibility for what is the second such attack in days. An upsurge of violence in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories has raised fears of a slide back to a wider conflict. Since March, Israeli forces have killed at least 29 Palestinians in West Bank raids, and a series of deadly Arab street attacks have killed 14 people in Israel. This is VOA News. The Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands has told Parliament that a wide-ranging security pact that is signed with China will not undermine peace and stability in the region. However, the United States, Japan, New Zealand, and Australia have expressed concern. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
A draft of the deal leaked online said it would allow China to send armed forces to the Solomon Islands to protect Chinese investments. Chinese warships would also be permitted to dock on the islands. The archipelago is 2,000 kilometers northeast of Australia. Its Prime Minister Manase Sogavare told Parliament in the capital Honiara that under the agreement, China will not build a military base in the island nation. Mr. Sogavare rejected efforts by Australia, its biggest aid donor, to stop the deal. Canberra is concerned it will allow Beijing to establish a military presence within Australia's traditional sphere of influence. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she was deeply disappointed the security accord had been signed. She told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that regional solutions to problems were the best approach.
We firmly believe that the Pacific family is best placed to meet the security needs of our region, and we've consistently said that, and more importantly, we've consistently demonstrated that.
Australia led a multinational peacekeeping force to quell ethnic unrest in the Solomon Islands between 2003 and 2017. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. Capitol was briefly evacuated Wednesday after police said they were tracking an aircraft that posed a probable threat. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The evacuation order came around 6:30 Wednesday evening. A twin-engine plane flying over the city deemed a probable threat by police. A short while later, members of the Army's Golden Knights parachute team jumped from that plane and landed on the field at Nationals Park just before the Nats game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blamed the FAA in a statement, saying the apparent failure to notify Capitol Police of the pre-planned flyover of National Stadium is outrageous and inexcusable. Two people familiar with the matter tell the AP investigators are still trying to figure out why the event wasn't properly coordinated with law enforcement officials.
Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.